Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, hey.
Oh my gosh. No.
That legitimately was a jump scare. I jumped. I actually was trying to do like the Fat Albert thing where it's like, hey, I actually couldn't get to that register, that deep. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And I'm glad we made it here today. I completely forgot we were podcasting today.
I called Chelsea. I'm like, hey, I looked on Find My Friend. She's like 4 miles away from me. I'm like, okay, that's interesting, because you should be closer if it's time to record. So I called her. I'm like, are you on your way to the studio? She's like, no. Okay. She's like, am I supposed to be? I said, yes. We did discuss this.
I was so confused for like the first 2 minutes of that phone call, because you're like, are you on your way? And I was like, oh no. And I was like, maybe she saw my location and like thought I was driving and I wasn't supposed to be. And then you're like, okay. And I was like, wait, am I supposed to be? You're like, yeah. And then I was like, no, you're mistaken, JC. We're not supposed to go. She's like, yes, we are.
We did. Anyways. We had a miscommunication about recording today, because we were recording on a different day than we normally do. Anywho, we're here. We're here at the studio.
We're ready.
Ugly studio.
Hideous.
Getting amazing.
Mangy.
That's trying to get a makeover, but it's...
Crusty and dusty.
In the trenches currently. This is no joke trying to like make a really cute set happen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
No. And we are not the ones.
We're not the ones. To hire a set designer is legitimately $50,000 to $100,000.
Did you look it up?
I'm like familiar with a few. I don't know that for sure, but
that's insane. I mean, I was thinking like 20,000.
Yeah, which but I mean would be
astronomical regardless.
We just thought we could do it ourselves, and it's proving very difficult, mm-hmm. because designing a set is so much different than like a room. The lighting has to be specific, the angles, everything has to be for camera, not just for life.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. I'm not going to keep complaining about that to you guys, but just know we are working on it. Mm-hmm. And if there's any set designers who want to charge less than $50,000 to come take a peek,
we'll bring you matcha.
We have a vision, and we're trying to execute. So stay tuned for that. Anyway.
Sometimes it's just frustrating when, you know, everyone has their strengths of what in which ways they can execute something creatively, you know? Mm-hmm. Most people know what they want kind of for most areas of their life, you know? Fashion, their hair and makeup, interior design, just things like that. Photography. It's like they know what looks good, but in order to execute one of those areas is a gift. And if you have one of those, you need to make it your job.
It's true. And everyone I know has like a different area mm-hmm. of execution that yeah. they're so good at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Tyson.
He's all of them.
He's all of them.
Which is very annoying.
He literally is all of them.
I know.
He can do interior. He can do fashion. He can do photography. He's funny. F yeah, you, Tyson.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
Just kidding.
And yet he doesn't believe he can more than any of us. He's the least delusional of all of us. That goes perfectly with today's episode.
Yeah.
Tyson, you need to be more delusional. Our rat king.
Yeah.
Capable of quite literally anything.
That's probably why, because he just knows perfection more than any of us.
It's true.
So it's more unattainable to him because he's like, you guys, you think I'm good? Like, you should see what's in my brain.
No. He, just us reading him to filth. no, he is such a perfectionist, which we always talk about together.
Go listen to the Thai French podcast. His latest episode was killing me.
I was listening on the way over here and I was crying laughing. Oh, I love when my friends have podcasts.
So funny.
So fun.
Also, you guys should listen to Dear Abby, my sister's podcast, while we're shouting out podcasts if you haven't before. It's very cozy. It gives me Emma Chamberlain vibes.
We like got
very
lots of-
low key. Very soothing, very comforting.
Calming. Mm-hmm. Calming vibes.
Yeah.
Abby has just good energy.
Yeah, she does. She gets it from me.
I have a cough, so I apologize in advance.
Fine, I have a cough.
Fine, you got it out of me. I've been a little under the weather, and I was just telling Chelsea how annoying it is when someone else has a cough. Yes, when you yourself have one as well, but Leif is the one who gave me this cough, okay? And he had it for 2 days prior. And every time he coughed, I was just like, stop, please. You got to stop coughing. I don't actually say that, but that's the feeling I have. We're laying in bed. I'm reading and it's just next to me clearing the throat. And I'm like, I can only take so much of this.
Yeah.
And then I freaking got it. So,
but men are more annoying when they have a cough for sure.
Yeah. And just when they're sick in general.
Yeah. But especially the cough is so dramatic. At least Nick's. I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
He's like, he's like throwing his head back. I'm like, okay, you're okay.
No, it was a bit much. But on the bright side, me getting kind of sick allowed me to watch Love Island.
Oh, how far are you?
I'm pretty far. I actually don't know what episode I'm on. But I'm about to get to the heart rate.
Oh, okay.
I've watched a lot.
Okay. She binged.
Because also it was the weekend, so I was vibing.
Nice. How was it?
I think I was expecting it to be better, I'm going to be honest. Because everyone was hyping it up a ton. And I threaded, almost said tweeted, and I was like, do I need to watch this season immediately? And seriously, every comment was like, yes, immediately. Like,
really?
The drama. I was like, oh, perfect. Granted, I'm not to like cause them more. You know, like maybe there's yeah. more stuff coming. But I feel like up until this point, I've been kind of like, okay, like cute. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. Any season I watch, I'm hooked. Please. Yeah. I'm eating every crumb up. I'm gobbling.
Yeah.
But I feel like there have been better seasons up until this point.
Yeah. There is always the standout seasons where you're just like, this is so good. You want to tell everyone about. And then sometimes it's just like, this is good TV.
Yeah, it's good TV. Don't get me wrong. I'm binging. I'm hooked.
I need to get caught up.
Do you know what episode you're on?
I think I told you I was starting episode 3, but I didn't ever start it that night.
Oh. So you're
I'm like
behind me
literally barely in it.
Well, also I get spoilers. Like I'll be on TikTok scrolling and it'll be like a girl who I, you know, who is on the show, but she's like home making TikToks. I'm like, okay, so you're obviously kicked off.
So you obviously got voted off. Awesome.
Yeah.
I hate that.
But it's all good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know we've talked about how beneficial therapy can be, talking it through with a professional. I have gone through therapy a couple times, and it has been incredibly helpful for me to process changes I'm going through, to just have a sounding board for maybe thoughts that I think are irrational, or are these anxiety, or are these my real thoughts? What's going on in my brain? And it's always been, I've always come out of therapy feeling much lighter and much better than when I went into the appointment. If you are looking for something to help you, you know, you're facing some tough choices and your path isn't that clear, I know how that feels, and BetterHelp can help.
Whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice, the easier it gets. And I think specifically for our gals in our 20s, this is a very trying time. It's a time where a lot of things in life change. There's so many transitions. So verbally processing your emotions and your feelings can really help you kind of pave the path forward to being the best version of yourself. So if you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. This is for all our girlies out there who are dating. You're in the dating game. You're trying to find a match. You got to get on Hinge, ladies. Hinge is apparently, so we've been told, the dating app designed to be deleted because Hinge is the intentional dating app that actually works. And why is that? Because Hinge is different. You can easily build a unique profile using their feature called Hinge Prompts. So the prompts help you showcase your personality to share your interests, humor, and dating intentions. Your potential matches can then respond to your prompts, skipping the small talk and starting more meaningful connections. So there's a bunch of different prompts you can use, but there's like an about me one where you can say, you know, my simple pleasure is this. And then maybe they have that same simple pleasure and they're going to message you and be like, wait, same. And it's an easy way to start a conversation without being like, hey, you up? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it also sets the standards. So you can talk about maybe what date you'd like to go on, what your love language is, you know, we'll get along if you blah, blah, blah. That way it kind of weeds out the people that you're just like, that would have been a waste of time anyways. And you can get straight to falling in love.
At our live shows, we have been told collectively, it's always the top answer that Hinge is people's favorite at the shows when we ask the audience. And we've actually seen a lot of success stories from Hinge specifically at our live shows. There will be like a couple who met from Hinge there and they're either engaged or married. So, you know, it can really work out.
So don't give up quite yet. If you're looking for a meaningful relationship, download Hinge today, meet someone great, and then delete Hinge when it feels just right. Go download the app. Okay, I have a funny story. I've literally been forgetting to tell for weeks.
Really?
Yes, it's been on my like notes, but I'm just like, eh.
Wait, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but I believe that our merch is launching today.
Oh,
summer
really?
Merch, yes.
Oh,
and
please.
Before we dive into more thoughts, I would be remiss. We must say that. If it's not today, it's very soon. Go to our Instagram for all the details, but we'll also put a link in the description if it's live. It's hard because we're just recording this a little bit earlier, but summer merch, we have two different t-shirt options, a pink baby tee. It's our first time doing baby tees. They're so cute.
They are really freaking cute. And sometimes baby tees can be scary if you're like, oh, that's obviously a big oversized tee.
For me, they're scary. And it's so cute. Like, actually think it's so flattering. Chelsea and I both wear mediums, just for context, in both the shirts. Or I think we have larges in
I have a large in the
large
blue.
In the blue. So the other t-shirt is an oversized tee and it says Valley Girl, but it's kind of like sporty.
It's cute.
It's super cute, super comfy, perfect color of blue. We really are very specific about our colors, and Dear Media is probably annoyed by us. They let us be, okay? They know how we are.
They let us spread our wings and fly.
Yes, but we always are like asking for multiple samples because we want to make sure that the pinks and the blue, the tones are just cute and that we want to wear them. And I've been reaching for these two. This ever since I've gotten the samples.
Oh, yes. I keep having to wash the blue one because I've just been wearing it so much that I sweat in it and have to wash it again.
The pink one says, on Tuesdays, we listen to what we said. The blue one says, Valley Girl. And then we have a mug, too, that's super cute, that says, on Tuesdays, we listen to what we said. So go check it out.
It's going to be shop.dearmedia.com/whatwesaid. Always. Our merch is always there. We actually have some like leftover merch, I think, from... that's on sale. Like, we have some of our other mugs. We have, I think, a couple of our towels that are super cheap right now. I think they're $10 each. They're really cute.
Big slay.
Big slay.
Anyway, I'm ready for your story. Oh. I just could not forget to say that.
Actually, this is like a what would you do situation.
Okay.
hopefully this is as funny as I thought it was in the moment, but you know what? Never mind.
Really?
As I'm thinking about it, I don't think it's that funny. I think it's just more of a, okay, I'll tell it, but it's more of a, would you? So the other day we were, well, I guess it was like a couple weeks ago. We were trying to find parking at this one. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. We're trying to go to dinner at this one restaurant. And it's in a little complex thing with a bunch of other shops. Really cute.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And the parking is insane. I'm like,
so annoying.
How do you have 7 restaurants in here and you have enough parking for 10 people and you can't park anywhere else? And the way that you have to like drive around and go out of the parking lot and then literally go around the entire block.
So annoying.
So annoying. We were starving and I was with Abby and we had Case in the car. And we're pulling up straight. And basically at this point, we're just going and we're like, we're lucky girls. We're going to find someone's going to pull out right in front of us. But there's also a line. So there, it's a one way. So you go straight and then you turn right and then you go around a little loop and then you come back the same way you came. Okay. So it's kind of shaped like a P.
Mm-hmm.
We're going up the bottom of the P. Imagine that. And we're waiting and someone's turning right and we're behind them. And we're waiting because that's a one way, right? Someone pulls out of a car at the top of the curved part of the P, right?
Okay.
So we're like, okay, there's a spot open and we're next because this car is waiting for another car to pull out. So like, we're going to go get that spot.
Yeah.
The car behind us is like a white Tesla and it pulls out from behind us, goes around us, goes like basically the way you're not supposed to go because it's a one way, like around, goes around and takes the spot.
Ew.
And we had at that point been driving for 45 minutes and I had Case in the car and he's like so upset now because we're starving. We're so hungry. And I'm like, no, like I'm actually, when I drive by them, I'm going to say something to them. I'm going to roll my window down because I'm not okay. I was also PMSing. So I was like, I rolled my window down and they walked so fast. It was like 2 young guys. And I was like, okay, dude, I am literally going to be like, that is not cool. Like, why did you do that? You went away. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Just say, I don't know what I was going to say. But I drove by them and they were avoiding eye contact with me and just like walking into the restaurant. I was like, whatever. Case had to poop. Okay. Poops in his diaper. And I was like, Abby, this is at the end. We ate dinner. We came back to our car and Case had pooped. And I was like, I changed his diaper in the car. I had a poopy diaper in my hand. And I'm like, I am going to put this poopy diaper on the Tesla.
Please. Not like smear it, just like sit it there.
No, just set it on the thing. So they just have to touch it. Like it's wrapped up. They're not going to touch poop, but it's just disgusting, you know? And so I walk over there and I'm like, I was saying to Abby, I'm like, I don't even care. I know Teslas have cameras. I don't care if they post this on TikTok and I like go viral for putting a poopy diaper. Like they're douchebags and I am a mother, okay? I have a child with me. Luckily for them, they had already left and the Tesla wasn't there anymore. But anyways, that was my story.
Wow.
So anticlimactic.
Wow.
But
that is next level.
What do you think about exchanges like that if someone actually does something really just out of,
no, I think
what's
it's
it called?
Awesome.
Not unethical, but like just does something like douchey.
Immoral, kind of. Not yeah. really, but yeah. No, I love a little taste of your own medicine. Like,
yeah,
like you make me suffer, you will suffer. Yeah. Yes, you will.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love that energy. I think it's warranted.
Yeah, I think so too. I was so ready. I was walking over there. I was like, oh, they're so lucky that they are not here anymore because I was this close to putting that poopy diaper on you. And you deserve every second of
it. I don't know if...
And I hoped, and I wished it was daytime so it was rotting in the sun on your windshield.
At least.
I hope they got a video and I would have just went like this to the video. But I was so mad.
No, that is, there is nothing that actually is more, you are just fuming when you have been looking for a parking
yes.
spot for so long and someone does something like that. Like they go around
yes.
you or they speed or do something where you're like, that was mine.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I've been waiting patiently. Don't worry. Karma will get him.
There's a code. There's a moral code.
Yes.
I was so pissed. And the roller coaster they put me on because we saw the spot. They pulled out. And we're like, oh my gosh, we're next. We're going to get it. And then this Tesla just went and whipped around and pulled in so fast.
I also have to say, I've been done dirty by one too many few Teslas.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know what that means, but stay tuned.
Means Tesla drivers all
suck.
I'm just kidding. Literally all my in-laws drive Teslas and they're amazing people.
Did you see that a lot of people were commenting the Christmas tree emoji on our recent photo?
Yes, I did. At first, I was like, oh, what does that mean? They like our Christmas wish.
No, that was
and
the
then I forgot what I said. Thank you for your input.
Yeah,
honestly.
Thank you for your input. We did our...
Way less work for us. You know how long those episodes take to prep?
True. And if you guys don't want to hear it, why are we making it, you know?
What are we doing?
We did our 5-year anniversary, pod-iversary episode on, it went up on Friday. So if you haven't listened to that, you should definitely give it a listen. But we were sharing our favorite episode and our least favorite episode of the podcast. And I said that my least favorite is the holiday wishlist episode. And I think it's kind of boring. I don't know if we should keep doing it. And then we were asking people's input. And we said, go comment a Christmas tree emoji if you think that we should cut it and not do it anymore. And there were quite a few Christmas yeah. trees. So we'll take
flooded.
That into consideration. For
and
this
everyone
year.
Was trying to be nice. They're like, love you guys still, but yeah, no.
Please. They're like, I'll listen regardless, but no. I'm like, thank
okay. you. You passed the test.
Okay, very quickly before we get into these delusional stories. Did you see The Golden Bachelor?
No, I haven't.
You don't know what that is?
No, I know what it is, but I haven't seen like who it is.
The guy. You haven't seen the guy who it is, but you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm shook.
What?
Just the whole concept. What do you mean? It's brand new.
I thought like he was like super hot or something.
No, I mean, he's like a good looking old guy, I guess, but.
That's so sweet.
Good old Gary.
Gary. I'm going to watch.
Oh, 100%. He lost his wife. He was married for like 43 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And lost her in 2017. She got sick.
Aww.
And so now he's looking for his next chance at love. It's been like 5 years.
God.
And he's like, I know she would be rooting for me. And like,
stop, I'm going to cry.
No, no, no. He's like, I look at her picture every day. And like, I have to admit, I was emo. I'm excited to watch. Like,
oh, no.
I actually believe this could be the revival, if done correctly, ABC, that they need.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I don't think The Bachelor or Bachelorette is relevant anymore.
No,
did
you watch Kardashians?
Last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they did the, when she did the cart. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The prank.
You know that was sponsored.
Oh, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
That makes sense. I was literally like, what is this portion?
When,
such a short prank.
Yeah. Chloe was like, you know, Kendall and my mom are huge Bachelor fans. We get it. We can't talk to them on Mondays. I'm like, no, they freaking are not. That is sponsored.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hmm.
I would bet 90%. That it was like a sponsorship with ABC or like some sort of agreement to. And then look, they announced this really soon after.
Hmm.
It's to get people talking about
The
Bachelor again.
There's a Bachelor season on right now. I actually watched a couple episodes with Abby.
Oh, really?
Or Bachelorette. She's really cute.
But
I only saw like episode 3 and 4.
Were they interesting at all? Or was it just the classic like, okay, you're not showing us anything of value?
It's actually kind of interesting.
Really?
Because there was one guy on there. You got to have that one guy who's just a douche. And I don't know. I mean, maybe he's had an arc, but I probably not. He wears like dangly earrings, like on both sides. But he wears like glasses and has like a man bun kind of.
Okay. I know the type.
And he would be handsome if he took away all of that and like didn't act the way he did. But he gets like frustrated with her, you know, kind of giving Luke vibes.
Yikes. Oh.
Like you.
Not Luke.
She did this challenge where I'm like. Actually, I'm like, and so invested. She did this challenge, like one of the prizes for one of the challenges they did, the boys, the winner broke the record for longest kiss in Bachelor history. So they like had to stand on a stage and had a timer for like a 3-minute kiss. And so she did that. And then all the other guys were there watching. Not all of them, but like the other ones.
Well, she kissed someone for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And then they went home and that guy wasn't even at the challenge. But he was telling her, like, he pulled her aside and was like, I just think that's, like, disrespectful and, like, not good character, blah, 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 blah.
Ew.
And she was like, oh, like, whatever. And kind of making her feel bad about it. And I'm like, what?
Absolutely.
You
know
what show you're on? It always confuses me. I'm like, not you making her now feel, like, you just want to be in a position of power because you're so powerless on the show.
Yes.
Where she was apologizing to him. He's like, it's okay. What?
Oh, what? How did you turn this on me? Yeah. Like, they literally made me do this.
Exactly. Bye. Relax, dude.
Interesting. Anyways. I didn't realize there was one currently going, but I feel like that speaks to how like irrelevant it is.
No, it's true. It is. It
it's
is
just,
relevant.
It's not as I feel like Love Island and what is the other show that I'm thinking of? Those shows
they just have
just,
so many.
They're popping off
like on
way
Netflix
more
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love shows. We are going to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, Macy's. Macy's has it all. Okay. I've been shopping at Macy's recently for, you know, some cute little things. I got this black and white striped sweater I told you guys about already. It's like V-neck, super cute. And I also got these little silver huggies, these earrings that are so cute. And I've been wearing them every day because they just look super cute for summer. You know, you can wear them to the beach, you can wear them to the pool, and they don't look too crazy. It's just casually cool, okay? So if you also want to be the main character this summer, whether you're feeling electric with some bright lips or you want to be casual and cool and just some shorts, some rings, some cool jewelry, you can shop at Macy's and find what you like.
For all the inspo and must-haves you need right now, visit macys.com/ownyourstyle. And if you need a little help finding your style footing, or if you're a veteran that just needs a pointer, pair up with Macy's personal stylist. They will help you put your look together either in-store or from the comfort of your own home. And best of all, it is totally free. So head on over to macys.com/personalstylist to book your appointment today. Also, I always say this, but if you need to stock up on any beauty or skincare products, Macy's is an amazing place to do this. They have so many options and really great brands as far as fragrance, makeup, skincare, any of that stuff. And like swimsuits, shorts, shoes, they've got you all covered for summer. So anything you need, go check it out, macys.com/ownyourstyle. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace, and we love that so much because Chelsea and I have both utilized Squarespace many different times throughout our career for literally every business venture we've ever started. If we want a website, we've used Squarespace. It is so user-friendly. It's so nice. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your own terms. I have a lot of personal experience with Squarespace, and something that I like is that you do not have to be a pro at building a website. That's where they come in. You can kind of just go in with a vision. They have tons of different templates, and you can have your own photos that you want to insert, but it just, everything is so streamlined and easy, and it looks really, really professional with, honestly, you not having to do too much, but it's still super customizable. And even if you're working with a graphic designer or something like that to help you out, you can kind of collaborate on it as well. And Squarespace is just a great platform to start all that stuff on.
If you're looking to sell digital goods, maybe you have merch or, you know, something else that you want to sell, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so because they have so many different assets that makes that platform just the best for knowing, you know, your traffic, which is very valuable information. They have an asset library, which is very helpful if you're always trying to upload photos, maybe the same photo to customize your website, and all of your photos are there. You just upload it once and you can use it all across the Squarespace platform. You also can easily drive sales and engage your audience with Squarespace email campaigns. So you can go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. It'll be linked in the show notes.
Well, anywho, we had you guys write in for a Delulu Girl summer episode, okay? We wanted to talk about being delusional and how it can change your life in positive ways. So we wanted some success stories from our Valley Girls to recount to give you guys faith that sometimes if you just go for things in life and you're a little bit delusional, that's when the best results come.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little bit last week in our 5-year of what we said episode, but I wanted to go maybe a little deeper into how we got signed with Dear Media and how we started the podcast. And I feel like that is a very good example of being very delusional. Yeah. So that's why I'm inclined to share. So Chelsea and I started the podcast and we did not know how to see our analytics. We did not know what we were doing. It was over 5 years ago. We weren't sure how many listeners we got because we didn't understand the back end of it.
Yeah, we only saw a portion of the listeners.
We only saw a portion. So we were doing it. And I don't remember how many we thought we were getting, a few thousand.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we were getting a few thousand listens. And even that, we were like, oh, that's yeah, cool. That's like a lot of people. We decided, we're like, I wonder if we could make money at some point. not right now, but at some point we could probably have ads because we have heard other podcasts have ads and stuff. So, and we know there's like networks out there and stuff.
I remember on the phone, because I lived in Utah, that was another part of the delusional part, is that we thought that we were just like, yeah, we can podcast together, you know, four episodes a week or four episodes a month, even though we live literally 14 hours apart.
And I don't even think Zoom existed. Like, we didn't realize, we didn't have it as an option that we could do it remotely for some reason. Yeah. So we were like, well, we have to be in person, but we can just go to each other once a month and batch them.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Yeah, we did. And we just fully believed that that was... Now I feel like we would be like, what? That is so, like, if someone was like, oh,
unrealistic.
Come, yeah, just unrealistic to be like, oh, let's fly to each other every other month. I mean, now with the podcast, what it is, it's like our full-time job. But I'm just saying, like, a side hustle.
Yeah, that makes no money.
Yeah.
Like, wow, we were really committed to the bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And for what? I guess for this. But it's like, at the time, we weren't making any money. What were you going to say when you lived in Utah? You remember something?
Oh, yeah, I just remember our phone call, and we... maybe had been reached out to by like a smaller agency or something like that. And we're like, oh my gosh, yeah, they have these other podcasts on. And I remember you saying like, I think sometimes you can make like 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 for an ad, like if you have a ton of listeners. And I was like, you're kidding. Like, that's awesome. Like, I just remember us having that conversation about we can make money from this. And oh, I got like this agency could maybe get us, we could have ads on the show and stuff like that.
So this agency reached out to us, like a small, or I don't really even remember like the size of it, but they were like, oh, you have a podcast, would you be interested in whatever? And then they basically ghosted us. Like, we replied to them, we were trying to meet with them because we're like, yeah, we would love to make money on this at some point. And then I had this moment in my brain fire, and it was that I remembered I had a conversation with a girl who was a part of a talent management that I was speaking to, but I wasn't signed with. And she said, oh, we are actually starting a podcast network in the next few months. I didn't have a podcast at the time. Mm-hmm. So that was irrelevant information to me. But I was like, oh, that's cool. Once we started the podcast, and then once this other agency reached out, I remembered, wait, that girl said that they were going to start a podcast network soon. And it seemed like a cool vibe, like just their whole company. So I reached out to her and I said, hey, I remember you mentioning that you guys, someone was starting a podcast network that you knew. Are they still doing that? And if so, could you give me their contact? And she was like, yeah, they just started it, or I don't remember what stage it was in. Here's a contact to, I think maybe Michael and someone else at Dear Media.
Yeah.
So that was Dear Media, as we all know it today. And it was just, they were just starting too. Yeah,
they had just started. They only had a few podcasts.
So we emailed them and we just said, hey, can we set up a meeting with you? you guys, twerps. I think we recently, on the episode of Skinny Confidential, we were like,
what did you think of us,
Michael? Because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know anything about podcasting. We thought we were getting a few thousand listens. And then I think we sent them over all of our back-end stuff or something, and they told us we were getting more than that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, you're getting this many listens. And we were like, huh?
Yeah.
We didn't even know
that.
Where
did you find that information?
And which also... this is going into the delusion. It's like we're going into this network not even knowing anything about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember us like pitching ourselves to Michael. We were sitting there. We were in a literal boardroom, a boardroom meeting, probably wearing like,
it's just probably a blazer. Let's
probably
be
blazers. And
probably looking like detectives.
And I remember just like trying to pitch ourselves, being like, you know, we've known each other since we were 15. We have a great dynamic. We feel like we bring something unique because of like just our history together and our chemistry as friends. And here's where we see it going and whatever. And they signed us.
Yeah.
Like very shortly after.
We were shocked.
We were like, what? Like, did we? It just kind of felt like one of those unreal moments where we're like, how did that happen to us? And it just, I think it was really good timing on everybody's part. Like, we had kind of just started and it was blossoming into something, and Dear Media had just started. But yeah, that's kind of the story of how we did that with Dear Media. And we've been with them for the past almost 5 years, like over four years.
Yeah.
And they've been the reason that they've helped us so much.
Oh, we would not be.
We would not be anywhere near where we are without them
because
of their connections and things like that. And it's like, the point of that story is that was all because of us just reaching out to this girl and being like, can you give me this contact? And then going and saying, hey, we want to be signed with you, mm-hmm. and just like pitching ourselves.
I feel like, as cheesy as it sounds, you just, you know when you know. And I feel like even with the podcast, when we, you know, if you have a dream for something and you have like this desire to do something and you just know in your gut, like you can't, you almost can't not do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like we just had to do it. It was just, yeah, this is going to work. I don't really know how. And honestly, I'm not even thinking about how. It's just like it's happening and I'm just along for the ride and you just have to go for it. And you'll be shocked at how other people respond, first of all, to your confidence, if you're confident in your own dream, but also that delusion helps a lot.
Honestly, not being delusional, which is that being self-aware? I don't know what the opposite of being delusional. I think you can have a healthy dose of both, but being too in your head, I guess, stops you from doing mm-hmm. so many things.
Yeah.
Like the most, frankly, the most successful people I know are a bit delusional
yeah.
because they're just like, I'm just going to post this. I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to move here. I'm just going to pitch myself for this. I'm going to make it work. Mm-hmm. And then they just do. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, literally, because you just had the confidence to
yeah.
go for it.
And if you feel like you're listening to this and you don't feel like that, you're like, well, I'm just not a dreamer. I'm just not, I don't have confidence in myself. Do you get up every morning and do a lot of things that you have to do? So when you push yourself, you know, okay, so say you do want to move somewhere. If you move there and now you're living there, you have to make it work. You just have to. So have faith in yourself that you do a lot of things. Do you get up every morning and, you know, drive to work? Even though you're like, oh, I'm not a dreamer. You do things that you have to do. So make it something that you have to do, honestly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you're too comfortable, it's like, well, I don't want to go do that. If you feel like there's a passion or there's something, a dream within you, you got to just go. You got to just try.
Absolutely. All the best things
and
in my life have come from that, truly.
Yeah.
Anything that I can point to, even going on a blind date with Leif, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's just some of the best things in my life have come from. And granted, I didn't want to go on that date, but
here you are.
Here we are. Because it was blind.
No, that's it's why. True.
But yeah.
I was just talking to Abby about the time that I made her drive with me to go to California to go beg Nick to come get back with me when I had absolutely no, I had the audacity. I had no right to be doing so because I had just broken up with him and he was literally like talking to other girls and like kind of dating someone. And I was just like, dude, I just have to go. Like I literally just have to drive to San Diego and literally tell him.
Slay.
And here we are.
And look at us now.
Look at us now. All right, let's read your guys's input,
yes.
your submissions. I'll go first. My husband and I got married at 19, and it was the best decision I ever made. However, if my daughter ever comes to me wanting to get married at 19, I'll think she's Delulu. Isn't that funny that, you know, I feel the same way. I remember my Nana telling me, like, she got married young, and she was like, don't get married super young. And then I was like, what? I'm literally in love with him. Like, I'm going to get married. And then we got married. It's been great. And then still, it's like, if someone's 19, you're like, oh. I don't know. Like, wait, why? It literally worked perfectly for me.
I know. It's because
fear sets in.
Yeah. It's like you see horror stories that scare you.
And sometimes when you're not the one in control, you're like, I'm not sure. But when you're the yes. one in control, you're like, I trust myself.
Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, we talk about this all the time. It's like with getting married young, you know, the struggles that come with that, I guess, like just literally finding yourself as in the midst of, but you're in a committed relationship. So it's like, it's exactly what you said. You're like, when it's me, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know if you can hack it to this random person. You just don't know their relationship.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah. Okay. I was convinced my brother's best friend was in love with me for years. And I finally just confessed. And now we're married. Love the podcast.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
See, I feel like sometimes people try and play it too cool. No need to be cool. No need to play it cool. You're floating on a rock in the middle of literally this entire massive universe. No one effing cares if you're cool or not.
No. Literally, you...
No one cares if you look stupid.
Profess your love. Be like, honestly, I have feelings for you. I really like you. And if he's like, I don't feel the same.
And you're just ugly and stupid and you should have never said that. I'm telling the whole school.
Then say, and I was kidding. So
I was kidding. You're ugly and I would never want to date you.
I would literally not touch you with a 10-foot pole. So I'm glad we're on the same page.
I left my well-paying corporate job to start a small business selling vintage clothes. It was always a passion of mine. I am starting to make a decent salary now and I'm purchasing my very first storefront this fall. That's so exciting. And send me your information because I would love to shop your store.
I love some vintage clothing. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And things like that always... Okay, I promise I don't have a... Well, I guess I do. This is literally our podcast. I'm like, I don't have a comment on everything.
Oh, I'm not going to comment on this story. Yeah, I know you guys don't want to hear that. Quite literally tuning in to hear your commentary.
I feel like things like that specifically, starting a business, there's so much complications. You're like, there's no way I can do that because it seems so much. Like buying a storefront, even to me, I'm like, oh gosh, like that sounds like there's a lot of things that go into that.
Logistics.
I could never do that. That's for other people to do. And then one day you just follow your heart and you're doing it too. You can do it.
Play. I quit my job because I hated my boss and started my own photography business with no clients booked. My husband is now a videographer and we travel the world to make lots of money.
Aww.
Wow.
Is that you? That.
I'm like, I didn't write this one in.
That's awesome.
There are so many, I feel like, job opportunities as far as just being creative goes in this world that we're living in currently. I don't know where... Were we talking about this? Or maybe it was someone else's podcast. They were talking about how girls will make a living like basically selling other people, listing and selling and taking photos and shipping and everything other people's like Depops or something. So they'll like reach out to influencers or whoever and be like, hey, I will take your bags of clothes. I'll photograph them, do everything. And I just take like a percentage of the thing. And I was just thinking, like, there are so many jobs like that where it's like, it really requires such little skill. Like, most people can do that. Great way to make side money. And if you even wanted to take it a step further, you could have this whole deck and, like, all these examples of, like,
sales
numbers that you've done and the photos that you take with great lighting and how, you know, there's no stress, there's no this, and, like, pitch it to them in, like, a deck.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you got yourself a little side hustle. And I feel like there are so many things like that that you can do these days.
Yeah. And even if you think maybe the creative space is saturated, which I think, like, even I think that sometimes, it's like, well, why would I put mine in? Then there's so many graphic designers or there's so many like whatever. But then when you're on the other side of it and you're looking for one of those, you're like, where are they all? Yeah. Like, I can't find the one that's perfect for me. You could be the perfect graphic designer, photographer, whatever, interior designer for somebody. Maybe it's like, okay, yeah, there are a million people that do that, but they don't do it like you. And that's the beauty of creative jobs.
Totally. No one's going to do it like you. We all have our like little unique spin we put on it, which, by the way, I saw you're entering your YouTube era again.
Yeah, I had to post it. Otherwise, I would never do it. So
what's the vibe?
We'll see. I have no plans.
Oh, cool.
I'm just going to record this week and see where it goes.
Like, now blogging?
I've said it on here, so I'm double.
Double accountable?
Yeah, double accountable.
Blogging?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh,
probably.
Okay.
I mean, what else would I do?
I'm
doing a game show.
No, I didn't know if you're like sitting down and just answering questions or
something. No, I think I'll kind of do it vlog style. But you know what I was thinking about? Because you always say like going out and about. Because I was trying to think of like some things that I'm doing. And I'm like, okay, when can I vlog? And I think what it is, sometimes it's scary to vlog outside and about. Yeah, not because of other people, but because then people know what you do all the time. And like, what if that one person sees where I go on my walk every day? I don't like that.
That's the worst part of it.
You can't.
Like, I don't show any of that.
Oh, I thought that you were trying to, because on TikTok, you're like, oh, I want to go out of my house more.
I do definitely like show what I do, but I mean, I feel like I'm breaking the fourth wall, but it's like I never show like my that's what's hard. That's what sucks about like privacy stuff is like,
yeah,
I cannot say I go to this place every day and I walk here every day.
Yeah.
Because what about the freaking creepy guy?
Yeah.
One person.
Exactly. That's why it's
who knows
so annoying.
I go on a walk alone in that location. Absolutely not.
No. Yeah. That's
so
true.
You can't show your everyday, or you can't say
it's
maybe
tricky.
Like, oh, I go to this specific coffee shop. But you can still like show bits and pieces and still be...
You'll have to give me a seminar on this later.
Open enough.
On how to be tricky.
It's just... Sneaky. Yeah. You just can't for safety reasons.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks that one person ruins it for everything. We always talk about this. It's like 99% of people don't care. They're not going to use that information against you. One person ruins it for everyone.
Yeah. And you just don't want to have.
And that person sucks.
You just don't want to have like a scary encounter with someone. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, well, stay tuned. I'll probably be in my house.
Yeah. That's why a lot of my vlogs are in my house and in my car, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I try and show when I'm out and about. And that's honestly why I love like travel vlogs too, because I feel like so free to be like, I'm going to this specific spot. Mm. So it's like, what? I'm never going here again.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I can be very specific with you.
And it sucks because that's, okay, we don't have to get into this. I was just going to say it sucks because that's what I want to see other people do is like their daily routine.
Yeah.
Like of places they go.
But you can still do it in a way.
Yeah.
Like okay. You don't have to be completely not show anything. But it definitely
shows my
is.
License plate, me getting out of the car. Like my favorite parking spot.
Literally address in full view. No. Some people I do think though are way more like I will see influencers where I'm like, wow, I'm surprised you will go that far. You'll show that.
Yeah.
I don't personally care, but I just am surprised you're willing just because who knows who's watching.
I know. It's crazy. Okay. I left a job I initially loved when it turned toxic with no prospects of a new job, only to find the new job immediately after with everything I wanted. Flexibility, work from home, and pay. The universe is always on your side.
Love
that. Also, we need to do an episode about like toxic work environments of like those kinds of stories, I feel like. I mean, we've done that before, but even more so because when people say like toxic work environments, I want the tea. I want to know what's happening. I want to know what they're saying, what they're emailing.
I want to know. We should do like toxic corporate world. Just like, I don't know. I want to know all about that.
Yeah.
All
our
about
corporate girlies.
Yeah.
Get ready to write some good stories in.
I want to know tea.
Things men in corporate situations have said to you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or even ladies. Like girls.
Ladies.
Only your first girls is ladies.
Ladies and lads. Okay. I was at Panda Express and my fortune cookie said, you know what you want, now go and get it. I sent a picture of it to my crush and said, want to take me on a date? I was absolutely terrified and shocked that I did it. But a year and a half later and we just got married.
Wait. I'm gonna cry. That is so cute.
That is everything.
You know, your heart kind of drops when you get a message like that. And you're like, I really, because it's kind of scary to do things. And you're like, I just know I have to do it. And it's going to be terrifying. And you're like, the universe is quite literally spelling it out for me.
I've never done that, but what do you mean? Like take a risky, send a risky text?
No, not even necessarily risky, but you know, you read a fortune like that or you see just a very clear sign of something.
And you're like, I know it's
like
time.
You've been thinking of starting a business or you've been thinking of, reaching out to someone or I don't know, whatever it is. And or getting, you know, maybe getting a new job. And then you see it's like, your cereal box is like, follow your dreams. You're like, oh, shiz, dude, I have to do it.
It's exhilarating, though.
I've been seeing angel numbers all week and I've had the same feeling. I'm like, dang. Unfortunately, I am supposed to keep working. Time for the YouTube. It's time for me to start saving money. Dang it.
Sees angel numbers. It's grind time, baby.
It's grind time. I'm going on the right path. I literally like exit out of my online shopping. I'm like, I will not buy it today. I get like, it's like 888. Oh, that's not even possible. Oh, I guess it is, but not on your phone or not on your time thing, your clock. Your time thing. What?
You guys,
I was just
thing.
At the beach all day. I'm fried. My brain is quite literally fried.
My turn?
Oh, it's mine. When I was in college, I really wanted to go to the Thomas Rhett concert, but the tickets were too expensive. So what if he just called Taylor up style? I Facebook messaged a few local radio stations to see if they had any extra tickets. And one of the stations got back to me and gave me two free tickets just because I asked. And they were second row tickets, too.
Big slay.
That is so smart. You are a smart girl.
And you know what the moral of that story is? You will never get what you do not ask for, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
My friend was just texting me, asking me like what she should charge this company or whatever. And I was saying, calculate your time, whatever, like see what you think would be. You're like, okay, I would do it for that amount and then ask for higher.
And then
because,
double.
Yeah, you just never know. Like I have done that before where I've been very delusional, like in the past of just asking for a rate or something and being like, even when I was a full-time photographer.
Yeah.
I remember at one point, almost doubled my rates and I was terrified. I was like, no one is going to freaking pay this. Literally got like booked so many clients.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, I'm only taking this many weddings. Here's my price. And like people would just pony up and do it.
Yeah.
I found the right clients. Like I feel like if you are confident and you know you have a valuable service, you really can ask for, not whatever, something so astronomical, but like you can ask for more than you think you can. And you'll never know if you don't ask.
Yeah. You're worth more to people than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have the hiccups.
Oh, not the hiccups and the cough. Okay, I left my stable, safe government job to help start my family's business. Now I'm one of the only female general contractors in my area and own a $1 million business in just 1 year. Sheesh. I honestly cried writing this. I haven't even taken the time to give myself credit for that. Anyway, dream big because it is so possible.
Oh,
wow.
Slay.
That's amazing.
Sounds like you got money. Buy our merch.
Sounds like you need our new t-shirt.
You know, go to work in. So cute. Yeah. Work from home outfit. I'm just kidding. That's literally amazing.
$1 million business. Wow.
While married and still living in my mom's basement, I decided to quit my career job as a marketing director at a bank to start a small business, Mad Batter Cookie Co. It set us back in being able to live on our own, but I'm 3 years in and now doing this full time with a team of employees. And my husband and I are building our house next summer on the land we just bought. I'm literally going to just cry from this moment on because I can tell the stories are getting longer and that means they're getting more meaningful. Follow your dreams and chase that freedom, sis.
Wait, what is it? Mad Batter Cookie?
Mad Batter Cookie Co.
I don't know what you're selling, but I'm buying.
Yeah.
Is it cookie dough?
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
That's amazing. I also love that too because, you know, I'm talking to myself. Sometimes you do, when you want something bad enough, you have to sacrifice other things. Like she was saying, it kind of set them back in living on their own. But when you really want something, those little sacrifices, you're like, yeah, it's fine. Like, we'll just do it.
And it pays off. I'm going to your website and I want these immediately.
Those look so
good. 6-pack, 12-pack chocolate chip cookies. The Eras pack. chocolate chip, sugar mama, peanut buddy.
Peanut buddy. I love that.
Lemon drop, Taylor's version. Oh, we love to see this.
Oh, those look thick. Oh, they got gluten free.
Those are thick mommies. Are they all gluten-free?
I think they just had some that were gluten-free.
Okay, well, everyone go check it out. And this is amazing. I love this for you.
Is it, can you order them online?
I think so.
Oh, count me in.
Yeah, add to cart. It looks like it. I will be adding at some point. Okay, I got divorced and months later, on a whim, I downloaded a dating app and I came across a man who is exactly my type. I swiped up and then realized that he may not match with me, so I watched an ad in order to go back to his profile and found him on Instagram. We dated for a year and just got married a couple weeks ago. The fact that the smallest decisions lead to the life I have now is insane.
That is crazy. Like, wait, let me go back.
It's so crazy. It's so crazy that the smallest, that's just how it is for anything in life. Like, the smallest little decisions you make, they all add up. And it's just this domino effect of like, this is now your life.
I saw this video on TikTok of this couple and the way that they met was insane. They were both traveling and they both, like, I think the guy was wanting to go to a different, he was on the wrong trail or something. So he stopped at this restaurant and she was supposed to meet someone at a different restaurant, but she ended up at that restaurant and they were in a different country than they both lived in. And they met at that shop and I think they're married now.
You're joking.
No, and they're both just like in the wrong place at the right time.
That is iconic.
I love it.
Wow.
Best thing that ever happened to me. My BF of 5 years proposed. I felt zero peace and said no. We never saw each other after that day.
Oh, wow.
Moved to California with no job, community, family, nothing. Started working at a tiny bakery where I met my now supportive, incredible, gorgeous husband through friends. Life is crazy and beautiful. P.S. Write down your non-negotiables and dreams and never settle if you don't have peace. Girls, you are worth more than you can imagine.
The bakery is so wholesome as well. Wow.
I'm literally, that is really hard to do, to say no to someone you've been dating for 5 years. You've probably been married, like planning on marrying them for a while.
Good for you.
Sheesh.
Following that gut.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I decided on a whim to move to Sydney, Australia, where I did not know a soul. Ended up becoming really good friends with a boy who set me up with his gorgeous brother. Now we're super in love, married for 5 years and happy as ever. Follow your heart and be brave. There is a whole other world on the other side of you taking a risk.
Please.
No, I'm going to sob.
You guys.
Rachel, you hear that?
But hopefully he lives in America so you can move back here.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I'm not okay.
Wow. It's like,
Like, I'm moving.
And that's it. I'm out of here. Quitting this podcast.
Have you seen Shayna on TikTok, who just moved? She's either in the Italian countryside or the French Italian side. But she just moved there, bought a house in this beautiful place in, I think it's Italy.
Like farm life kind of?
Yes. And she posts the most beautiful TikTok. She has like just this amazing life where she cooks. She has animals. It's just, and she just decided on a whim to just go live out her dreams living over there.
Leif and I always talk about that. We're like, you really can just do anything you want. Mm-hmm. It's just that there are so many things that tie you to like your life a lot of times, to where it just feels, and not that you like need to randomly, if that's not like what your heart is calling you to do, then like you don't need to move to the French countryside. But it's like, it is so crazy that we let things where it's like, oh, well, we need to be here because our families live here or whatever, which is valid. But it, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, but you can literally do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can move to wherever, have whatever life you yeah. envision for yourself.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, I mean, sacrifices, I guess, and just taking risk.
Yeah. And again, like, what are your desires?
Mm-hmm.
Was at a dead-end receptionist job a few years after graduating college. Didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. Decided to quit and go volunteer in Armenia for 4 months. There, I met an art appraiser who was local to LA, where I live, and was looking for an intern to train to be an appraiser. I began working with him right when I got back. Now, almost 5 years later, I have a career as an art appraiser, which I wouldn't have if I didn't drop everything and go on that trip to Armenia.
Wow.
Wow. Even just things like that, where one, I was thinking about this the other day. Sometimes you think, well, anxiety will tell you that everything can go bad in a second, which it can. Like everything, you could wake up one day and it could be the worst day of your life and everything could change for the bad, like worse. That's just possible. But on the flip side, you could wake up one day and get good news after good news. Something incredible could happen to you, just as likely as something, you know, that you are already expecting, like, oh, something bad. They're going to mm-hmm. say, no, this is going to be whatever. And I think I was reading this. I was telling the girls at Girls Night when we were all literally sobbing our brains out. Quite literally, my brain felt like I was sobbing my brain out of my eyes. We were at Girls Night the other night playing We're Not Really Strangers, Friendship Edition. We were not okay, but
we were not okay. We were not well.
I was talking about this chapter of this book that I've been reading about how a lot of people have anxiety about the end of things, like death, just that there's always going to be an end to something. Especially things you love so much or that is like really good. And that's valid because it's going to happen. But the only reason that life is beautiful is because of the end. Like if life were to go on for forever, if you had all of these meaningful relationships, if you had all these amazing experiences and they just lasted forever, they wouldn't be meaningful. So I feel like that kind of goes with what I was saying about, you know, every day could be incredible. And ever since I read that chapter, I've just like, this could be, not in a bad way. He was saying every time you think about the end, let it make you have the best day of your life. Like, mm-hmm. let it motivate you. A lot of the most wise people go about life knowing it could be their last and knowing it could be the people around them that they love their last as well. So they live so fully and they never, you know, are going unconscious. So that is why you have to be delusional and just go after what you want, because you might not have the time to go after and move to Europe. You might not like, oh yeah, I'll do it in 5 years. You might not be here in 5 years. You might as well just go and do these things while you have breath, while you are alive. Not to get dark and deep on us, but
no, I completely agree. I think that just, you know, the whole concept of we're on a floating rock, mm-hmm. we're not going to be here forever. It's like when you really, really let that soak in, I think it's almost hard not to be delusional, because it's yeah. like, what, I'm just going to sit around and not do the things that I desire, not do the things that feel exciting, and not tell the people I love that I love them, for what?
Yeah. Like, because a couple people around me might think I'm being dumb.
Yeah.
For going after this, I might get rejected. So I'm going to do my whole life because some person just had a bad day and is going to reject me, or like going to
exactly.
say no.
Based off of completely their own, like,
yeah, they're
going to
make
anyway.
Fun of me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one more.
I had always wanted to be a wedding planner, but I couldn't find a job as one. I had taken mental health leave from work, so my husband, 2 months into our marriage, told me I should just not go back and try to start my own business. That was a year and a half ago, and I've done over 20 weddings with more booked for the next 2 years. I'm also about to be featured in a major bridal publication. I get to work for myself and make my own hours while doing what I love. Literally the best decision I have ever made.
All these are going to make me cry. I just love that.
We love a supportive king, too.
Yes, I was going to say. I love that.
And congrats about the publication. That's amazing.
That's sick. Growing up, I was the angel child. Never in trouble, always wanted to make my parents happy until something came over me junior year of college. Without talking it over with my parents, I dropped out of school and moved to LA on a whim. I knew nobody and had pretty much no plan. But within 2 months of me being here, I landed my dream job, made amazing friends, found my current boyfriend. Of course, my parents crapped their pants at first, but they're so happy for me now. I am so in love with every single day of my life here, so it's safe to say being a little DeLulu paid off.
It's giving Ho era. And I love it. And I love every second.
It is.
That's so fun. You know what? Life is supposed to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes get lost. I think we forget that. Life should be, if at all possible, whenever possible, fun and exciting. Okay, this is my last one. LOL, this takes DeLulu to a whole new level. I dated this guy for several years in high school and into college. He was my first love and our breakup was rough. We were on and off for over 5 years. His older brother was my best friend and I would hang out with him and his girlfriend all the time. Fast forward several years, the older brother slash best friend reaches out to me and confesses he's been in love with me for the last 10 years.
It's giving summer I turned pretty.
He asks me on a date and I was super reluctant because of my history with his brother. I took the risk and we just got married last month.
Conrad.
Team Conrad for life. Oh my gosh.
That is so... Oh my... I cannot even imagine how you felt when you got that message. Because I know you had a crush on him too.
Oh, totally. The older brother.
Someone confessing their love to you? Oh my gosh. That's the best.
Best feeling ever. Wow. Well...
Speechless.
I'm speechless. Have you watched any of The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Not yet. I don't know if I'm prepared.
I'm definitely not prepared. And also, they put out 3 episodes to start, and then now it's weekly for the next, like, 2 months.
No, I'll wait till the end.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm waiting till end of August because I'm not...
They got people... That's smart, though, honestly.
No, I don't think it is smart.
Really? Because I feel like it's been literally everywhere on TikTok.
Yeah, but it'll die down in 2 months. You can't keep this up for 2 months. I feel like they should have had them all go live at least within a few weeks.
Oh, like put 3, then 3, then 3 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been better for me.
It's literally weekly for, like, I think 2 whole months.
Really? That goes by fast, though.
We'll see.
Because I feel like that about Kardashians. I'm like, really? I have to wait another week?
True. And then I'm still eating it up every week.
Yeah.
True. How many episodes of that are there?
This was the 8th, I think.
And there's like 10?
Maybe. Probably. Maybe 10 or 12. We're lucky.
Well... We love our DeLulu gals. Queens. And we're right here with you. Thank you for writing those in. Those just made my day, to be honest. And it makes the impossible feel possible.
Yes.
Never settle in any area of your life, you guys. Who you're with, who your friends are, your job, just how you feel about yourself.
And if you're sitting here thinking, okay, yeah, that's nice, be delusional, whatever. That works for sometimes, for some people. But sometimes you just got to buckle down and whatever. I can't. That doesn't apply to me. My life is harder. You just try it. Just try it out. Try being delusional. If it doesn't work, that's fine. You can write us a review and say, I really tried to be delusional and you guys were freaking liars. But it's kind of like the meditation thing. It's like, just try it out. Everyone talks about how good it is. Just try it and see how it works out for you. Just take a leap of faith. And just start actually trying to believe that things will work out for you.
Try for a week, 1 week, to be as delusional as possible. And that means you are in, this might be a little stretch to say, like, ask for things for free, literally. Like, when you're at a restaurant, be like, I can't even think of how you go about asking that. But like,
could I have a drink for free?
Yeah, could I get a lemonade on the house tonight?
And give them a little wink.
Yeah. Just try it. I've never done it, but I feel like it could work.
For sure.
You know, just you don't know what you can get if you don't ask. Just ask people for things. And like, I think you'll be shocked at what people will give you.
Yes.
And then it will give you more confidence to be like, oh my gosh.
I can ask for anything.
I can ask for anything.
100%.
Go shop our merch, guys, if you're interested. Go to our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. That's the hub for everything. If you want to be involved in any of these story episodes, write in for advice. anything like that, it's at What We Said Podcast. If you're feeling extra, extra nice, you can leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.